listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Brought to you in part by HopChart.com and the Four Firkins specialty beer store at thefourfirkins.com. My lips are really chapped.
They are.
Bothering me.
You're a mess.
I'm a mess, which is appropriate because we're in one of probably the trendiest places we've been in a long time.
We're very hip.
Yeah, something like that.
Thank you. We're hip now with it. Wow.
Never say that ever again.
Hi.
That was terrible.
That was trendy just me saying.
No. In fact, it was the opposite.
You sure?
Although I am realizing now that your drink matches your shirt.
It does. It's amazing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's fabulous.
Yes. That's one word for it. We are at Bar Abilene in the heart of Uptown, the Lagoon area.
Literally the heart.
It's literally the heart. One of the training places we've been to in a while. I am, of course, horribly underdressed.
As usual.
Because that's just my way.
Name one show where you were appropriately dressed.
Show? No. I can't think of one.
Masa. You did an okay job.
Yeah, we had a guest. So,
so you only got gussied up for one. For
no, that was a Masa. Else. That was American Mission America.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we haven't done Masa yet.
I'm sorry.
But the sad thing is I knew what show you were talking about, even though you got
the restaurant.
It's
kind of like kind of the same cuisine.
Yeah, and they're like a block from each other.
Right.
So. But no, yes, we're at Bar Abilene, with which, for such a trendy place, their happy hour is amazing.
They really do have a ridiculous happy hour.
It goes late.
And on Mondays it goes from 4 to close.
Oh, okay, because that's different than what the menu says.
If you look closely, the regular happy hour goes from 4 to 7. But then you've got, it's guest appreciation night. So that starts at 7.
Okay.
And that actually gets better because it actually drops the price even further. So actually we're kind of in the happy hour. But then there's another happy hour on top of that.
I may have found my new favorite drink.
Really?
Oh. I wish to make sweet candy flavored love to this drink.
Your band's coming up during the show.
So one of the things these guys are known for is awesome.
Oh my God.
And it's a Target, so I know where to eat.
I know, right? Well, here.
I like it. They're known for the margaritas, wide selection of margaritas.
Yep.
And if you've listened to the show before, specifically the Barrio show, you know what a fan of tequila that I am.
A connoisseur.
I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur quite yet.
You're getting there.
I'm getting there.
You could easily,
putting in the hours.
And if you had more disposable income,
if Four Firkins carried tequila,
it'd be on.
It'd be over. But so of course I had to go a little different. Now, this isn't necessarily one of the high end tequilas or the high end margaritas. They do use the Sauza, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's decent.
It's decent. And when I went with the Black Iguana,
what's in that?
Basil, like giant leaves of basil.
Full on like the organic stuff.
Yeah, sugar, black cherry rum. Lemon, margarita mix, and lemon lime soda. So it's a little, it's actually, there's no tequila in this drink.
Right.
Now that I look at it.
Yeah, so way to go on that. Good on you.
I don't care. It has lemon lime soda and margarita mix in it, which I have been known to just mix at home and just drink.
You need help.
I'm such a pre-diabetic that I will just take margarita mix and just drink it right from the bottle.
It's nothing short of a miracle that you're not diabetic.
I'm sure I am, but it's one of those ignorance of bliss things.
I got the prickly pear margarita,
which is probably one of the most fluorescent pink. That's a fuchsia. That's not even a pink. That's a fuchsia.
It's like a pinkish purple.
That's what fuchsia is.
I know.
Look, just because you use normal suburban color names, it's still fuchsia.
Wow.
But that's gonna be the theme of the show.
It's neon, though.
It's bright. I feel like Don Johnson should be wearing that color right now.
Who says he probably has?
He's probably got several T-shirts.
I'm trying to come up with what the hell is the other guy's name?
Tubbs?
No, what was Tubbs' real name?
Michael something. It'll come to me.
I want to say Michael Clark Duncan, but that's definitely not.
No. That was not Michael Clark Duncan.
What was it? Oh, this is going to bother me.
It's Michael something. Anyway, well, regardless. I can look it up later.
I want to say Michael J. White. No, that's not
it. No.
Michael J. Fox. No, that's not it.
No. Just anyway, tell people what's in the drink here.
Prickly Pear Margarita has the Sauza Blanca tequila and cactus fruit. Let me try this one more time. I've only had about an inch of the drink. And cactus fruit puree. I've been here a couple times, like more times than I probably care to admit to.
Yeah.
Because I actually do enjoy the drinks here.
Uh-huh.
And that is really the...
I've become a fan.
Yeah, I see that. Because their margarita list is good, but the tequila list is outstanding.
Yeah.
On par with Barrio, if not.
I put Barrio just a little bit over it.
Right.
But it's very competent.
The cool thing is that they do different flights of tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And they you know, the flights.
Very good.
The flights start at $15, so that's three shots.
For three shots, that's not bad.
And you get. Yeah, out of those three shots, you get 9 tequilas to choose from. So it's a decent deal, but it goes all the way up to as much as you really, really want to spend on a shot of tequila.
That is the most dangerous $11 drink.
Can I ever. Have a sip?
Yeah, have a sip. You do not taste the alcohol at all.
Yeah. You want a sip of mine?
Yeah, I have to.
You need to stop drinking that right about now-ish.
Yours is also very good.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's surprising, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Something that color should taste like Kool-Aid.
It kind of does. I mean, they're both similar in that you do not taste the alcohol at all.
Right.
Which is extremely dangerous.
I definitely think you get I almost think there's like a margarita thing in the back of your throat that... I only taste when I drink a margarita.
I have a margarita thing in my throat. It's my margarita gland.
It's right next to the pituitary.
It's right. Well, the pituitary is in your brain.
Okay.
This should be more like a lymph node. This is like a lymph node. I have a margarita node in my neck. Now, when I haven't had one in a while, it secretes a little margarita just to get me through the day. You know.
I think we also know the name of this.
It's a margarita node.
But yeah, it is. It's potent. I mean, I can probably tell there's alcohol on it, but.
Yeah.
And this is actually the first place, like, where I got really, really trash. That's the only reason why I like coming back here, is because I have fond memories.
You still owe them money from all the damage?
Probably. Well, the first time I was here, you know, I was still not making a decent wage at all.
You're still at the bike shop?
Still at the bike shop, still living at home.
Nice.
And still
so like last year.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Dropped like $110.
Which would be easy to do here.
But the problem is half of it was on, I had like 6 margaritas that night.
Good God.
And stayed with a friend who lives about 4 blocks south of here.
Okay.
That night, crashed at his place, but there was like 6 of us. We ended up throwing up on different people's lawns.
Wow.
It was nothing short of a miracle. We all made it back.
Yeah.
It was... This is one of those shows I hope none of my family listens to.
Thank you. And we'll talk a little bit more about the happy hour menu once you get your food, because you want all appetizers, as is your want.
Yes. That's what I do.
That's right. One thing you didn't have was the pulled pork slider, which I just had.
Yeah.
Now, everything on the happy hour menu is $2.
And that's it's a larger happy hour.
It's decent. I mean, it's got a wide range of tacos, which we'll talk about. It's got guacamole, which I've heard their guacamole is fantastic.
Well, there's 2 different bucks.
Oh, is there?
Because the guacamole that's on the happy hour menu is just pre-made. You have to get the famous tableside guacamole.
Okay. which is available for $5 on Thursday.
Yes. And the famous tableside guacamole has ripe avocados that are warm.
Yeah, I saw a guy coming out with a plate as well.
Fresh tomato, a fresh roasted garlic, and then they season it to your liking. However spicy you want it.
I used to not be an avocado guy. Like, it was one of those where it's weird looking, it doesn't look like a vegetable or a fruit.
It's a consistency thing too.
It's a weird consistency, but guacamole has like...
And you've never had the
never had this guacamole.
Probably should have ordered that.
Probably should, but it gives me a reason to come back.
Yes. I doubt that you're going to drag Heather here, though. It doesn't seem like her.
Oh, she would totally come here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then that's a must, because it is... the nice thing about it is it's not... But for some reason, when guacamole cools off, in my opinion, it gets kind of heavy. It's really light and fluffy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a Cool Whip guacamole.
It's a terrifying thought.
Well, it's just really good. It's very, very good.
But yeah, the happy hour, and then each day there's these specials. We talked about the Monday special, which, you know, we've talked about the Monday thing at length.
Right.
You know, and rather than close on Monday...
They embrace it.
They know that people want good food, but they also know that the business tends to be down on Monday, so they give you just stupid deals. And this is something we endorse. And apparently there's a DJ every Monday night with no cover, which is pretty cool.
I have been here when there has been a DJ playing. Mm-hmm. It does get a little loud.
Yeah, it's a little loud out here too.
Well, it's you know, it's not a... We're actually sitting outside.
We should mention that. Yeah, it's the first outdoor show of the year.
Al Fresco.
No, he's not here today.
I was waiting for that.
My timing's off.
That's okay.
Need more rum. That will help my timing.
Yeah, first show outside, but inside it's, you know, it's a fairly standard Southwestern motif.
French words are hard.
I know, they're really tough. They are really
tough. Have more margarita. but yeah, I had the
most... That's huge.
So no.
That's what she said.
Especially with you. But I had the pulled pork slider, which comes with a little bit of microgreens on top, basic barbecue sauce, and then it's got the fancy, like, I don't want to call them a schmear, because I know that's not what it is, but...
Plate dressing,
yeah.
Plating.
A ring of chipotle barbecue sauce and a ring of mango, like a mango reduction. And it was fine. I think a pulled pork sandwich, especially what they had, the barbecue sauce was so strong, I didn't really get much of the dressings.
Okay.
So maybe they need to work on that a little bit. But you know what? For $2, you can't complain.
How was the porky goodness?
Porky goodness was very porky and good. it was a great consistency and texture. The bun was good. That's the thing, that sometimes they screw up. I'm not saying they, like, displace. I mean, they as in restaurants in general. Yeah. You got to get the right bread. You can't let it sit too long, because then the bread gets soggy and nasty. And they did it right, so...
I can't bring myself to order sliders anymore.
Okay.
Just because they're on every single menu now.
That is true.
And they're so over, and it doesn't matter if it's a pulled pork, it doesn't matter if it's like a Kobe beef, even though I will probably
a good Kobe beef burger is,
exactly,
regardless of size, is worth it.
Right. But, you know, it doesn't matter what type of restaurant or even what kind of price range you're looking at. Everybody's got one. And it's really unfortunate that people have kind of resorted to that.
Well, I think it's a... And this is...
I never order.
And this is... I will.
Really?
I will on occasion. But I think it's a... And this is completely, you know... There's absolutely no research or really any deep thought involved in this conclusion.
Or the show,
yeah. But I think it's part of a general thing where a lot of places are looking for quality food at smaller portions. And I also think that there are people out there that want a burger or want that kind of good, high-quality sandwich without the realizing that you have half a cow on a bun. I think that's kind of what it is. I mean, I agree with you that it's kind of gotten out of control. It's just kind of you just expect it at this point.
The problem is, another problem I have with it is it's too plain. There's no creativity in it anymore.
Yeah.
You got a bacon cheeseburger sweater on special tonight. That's great. I'll tell you what. If I really wanted a slider, I'm going to freaking White Castle.
I'm a fan of bad food.
That's the baddest.
But White Castle's no go.
Really?
Not a fan of White Castle. I got to admit, it's.
Here's my problem with.
Everything I dislike about White Castle is exactly what I dislike about Matt's. Where it's basic, but not.
But it's so greasy and filthy that would seem to me that would balance it out for you.
There's good greasy and filthy, and there's good and there's bad. There's good filthy and bad.
Crying out
filthy.
Loud, they have chicken and rings.
That I don't mind. It's more like, I'm just talking like your basic, entry level slider.
Yeah.
The problem is like when I go, I'll be that idiot that gets like the $4 sandwich.
See, I
want the chicken. I want like some quality to it.
I can't do the regular hamburgers or even the regular cheeseburgers. I only go with the jalapenos.
Fish tackle? The other fish tackle?
Yeah, I got all the
stuff. All the little ones.
The tacos, you got the burger?
I got the burger.
Tell you what we're gonna do.
I'll just get rid of that. Like the big guy right there.
That's how we're gonna do that.
There you go. Want me to get rid of this booklet for you?
No, we'll keep that.
Okay.
I expect another margarita in my future, so
sounds
need
good.
To keep that.
Actually, here, I'll just take this one too.
There we go.
All right.
Awesome.
Yep. That's how that's done.
All right. So food has arrived. And you actually beat me in terms of quantity, I think.
The sad part is I beat you in price, too.
Probably.
I did.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. $2 a piece, that's $8 of food. Oh my god, that's spicy.
What was
the fries? They're like very peppery. So, I'll go first, just because mine will take less time.
Okay.
I went with the spicy Texas burger, which normally I'm not a big fan of spicy, but I figured it's that kind of day. Plus, it has pretty much the automatic go-to on a burger. If you put this on a burger, I'm gonna go for it. That's the fried egg.
But it brings an element of danger to it with the chorizo.
It's got it's a regular burger, but it also has chorizo, fried egg, pepper jack cheese, lettuce, onion, and tomato. So it's very, this will probably hurt me. You, however, got the, what the hell did you get? I'm having trouble actually processing how many different things you got there.
I got a taco platter, homemade kind of taco platter.
How's everything tasting so far? Or have you had lights yet?
Very good.
Okay,
cool.
Good.
All right, I'll be back.
What little I've had is very good.
Well, I'll ask again. Nice to devour.
All right, very good.
I got three different types of tacos. I got a crispy walleye taco that has cabbage, pico de gallo, and a smoked pepper tartar, which I already had a bite of. Oh, you consumed a good portion.
Okay, that's that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's very, very good. I got two of those. I got a chicken Caesar taco. It's got shaved Asiago and a cumin tamarind dressing on it.
Wow.
And then I also got a big beefy taco, which is over on the other side. And that's got Asiago and jack cheese, roasted tomato, and chipotle salsa with cilantro. So that's exciting.
Oh, that's quite the spread. And I also got their hand-cut fries, which, like I said, are very peppery.
Peppery as in, like, spicy peppery, or...?
Just peppery.
Okay.
So this is... Good God.
That's gonna end you.
Probably.
It came with a man's knife, dude.
It did. Which I refuse to use. Because burgers are hand food. Burgers are not knife food.
But it's so big.
I'm experienced.
Oh, See, now you're already having problems. It's already leaking.
Well, no, that's just the sign of a good burger. That's not problems.
It's too much.
No, sir.
So, last week I got to take in a game at Target Field.
You did?
I did. Where's your napkin?
It's right under there. Like four different things.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm here.
Oh.
I took in a game at Target Field. And for those of you who aren't within this region, Target Field is the brand new Minnesota Twins Stadium. It's been 3 years in the making. Even longer than that if you want to actually count the lobbying and whatnot to get it built. They just had their home opener last Monday. I went to the game. Last Monday. I went to their second game there on Wednesday. But one of the big things that they're known for, or that the stadium is now known for, is using a lot of regional and local cuisine, local favorites and whatnot. One of being which is your favorite burger,
the Vincent Burger,
which I did not partake in because at $12 with no fries,
it's a bit pricey. But you know, you expect that with stadium food,
right?
And yes. You almost never get your money's worth in stadium food.
And they also do a Murray's steak sandwich.
Ooh, nice.
Which looks fantastic. Actually comes with a little piece of their garlic toast, too.
So. Doing all
right? Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you. So that was interesting to watch people kind of post up on. But then I partook in the... You okay?
Yeah, I'm moving my seat up. Because I'm sick of hunching over so that I don't dribble on myself.
I had a Komarczyk bratwurst.
Oh yeah, I heard that they're doing that.
Grilled sauerkraut and grilled onions on it.
Grilled sauerkraut?
Yeah. Like warmed, and it has a little bit of the meat, crusty, greasy.
You wouldn't figure that would do well on a grill.
Oh,
like it'd fall through?
Oh, no. It on a flat, like a flat top.
Oh, it's a flat, okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, that was a little slice of heaven is what that was. The food options are very, very plentiful there. As are the beer options. If you want a craft beer, you can find it. But you can also get pretty much anything you want in the sun. They've got Mexican and Italian. You can get Minnesota State Fair food.
Oh, really?
Cheese curds and turkey drumsticks and corn on the cob.
Nice.
You can get Cuban sandwiches, one of your favorites. It's a fantastic experience, especially if you had to go to a game at the Dome before, the Metrodome.
Yes, I've been to several.
Because that place is so awful. And this, for everything that the Metrodome wasn't, Target Field is, it's that fantastic.
But you know what, though? You'll never be able to beat that experience. Going to the Dome, watching the Twins lose, then leaving and almost being sucked out of the building by the air conditioning.
I agree. I will miss
as
that.
A kid, that's like the highlight of the game. You could catch...
You and I had very different childhoods.
You could catch a home run ball from Kirby Puckett, and that would be second best thing to happen to you if you got sucked out of the Dome. See, I'm a man of simple pleasures.
You are. Or you're just simple.
One of the two.
But it...
No, we do plan to do a show.
Yes.
From there at some point.
It's a beautiful park. I need to say that off the bat. It's got beautiful, it's great architecture. Excuse me. It's great architecture, but it's also well thought out, well played out. You never wait in line any longer. You know, I think what stood in the line was maybe 5 minutes. Sorry.
I'm allergic to your taco, apparently.
Apparently. The longest I ever stood in line was 5 minutes. From anywhere you're standing on the concourses, you can still see the field.
Nice.
So you're really not missing any of the game, which is something that... If you went up to get something to eat at the Metrodome, you were lucky to be there, be next to a TV.
Yeah, you're out at least an inning. for baseball. I've never seen a Vikings game in the Dome.
They're awful.
I'm sure. But I've seen several Twins games. And you're out for at least a whole inning, just with the lines and all that crap.
Yep. But, you know, people, you know, I heard people complaining about, you know, it's tough to kind of get in and get out. I had zero issues, none. And it was, it's, and I think it might still be a little bit of the joy of new.
Yeah.
But it's so festive around there, and it's so much fun, mm-hmm. because everyone is in such a great mood. Because of
well, it helps that Twins are actually, like, number one in the division right now.
Well, that is that, too. But even if they weren't, even if they were kind of a mediocre team,
uh-huh.
I really do think that there'll still be this kind of buzz and excitement around the team, around the stadium. My only one complaint, they've got these bronze statues of Twins greats around,
yeah.
around the concourse, and they've got this beautiful patio area. And they got a bronze statue of Kirby Puckett that looks nothing like him. It's not even close.
Okay.
I mean, they got a... It's a fat black guy. That's about it.
That's pretty much all Kirby was, though.
But you should be able to... He had definite facial features that were identifiable.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it doesn't look anything like him?
Not even close.
Really? That's kind of amusing to me.
I mean, the pose that they took of him
uh-huh.
is recognizable. That would really be the only thing that you would know that was him.
Uh-huh.
Because they had the pose there, but everything else was just like, what the hell?
Yep.
Even like the face is... Kirby had a really round face. This is very square. So.
Interesting.
But anyway, it's a great experience. If you're in Minnesota, gotta try it out. At least once. Even if you're not a baseball fan, like you're not.
We were talking about this because if you listen to yet another gaming show, you'd know that one of the hosts on that show, Mike, got married this weekend. He's a huge baseball fan, just a big sports guy in general, but he's a pretty big baseball fan. And while we were getting ready, you know, for the wedding and everyone's getting dressed, we're watching the game on Saturday. And I told him, and like, I enjoy watching games. And that goes for pretty much any kind of game. Football, baseball, basketball somewhat. But at least baseball and football. What's that face? Oh, the bus? Yeah. That is one of the downsides of doing an outdoor show. You occasionally have to do a public transit.
That's why I hate public transit. They ruin our shows.
Yeah, that's why. but I enjoy watching games. But I don't care about the backstory at all.
No.
I don't know the histories of anything. I don't know that this guy used to play for this team back, you know, 5 years ago. I don't know that this guy's doing really good. I don't know anything about that stuff. I don't care. You know, I don't follow that. But I can sit and I can watch a game and I can enjoy it. So, I don't know if you'd call that a sports fan or not.
You're a casual fan.
Very casual fan. I'm also big into just watching during the playoffs.
That's a whole different atmosphere at that point.
Yeah. So how were your chicken tacos?
The chicken taco was a little dry.
You had two of them.
I had one of those. I had two of the fish and one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they gave you though.
Yeah, it is.
Was it?
That's right. Fish, and that was the first one too.
Oh, really? All right. Fair enough.
Now I'm diving into the big beefy one.
The big beefy. Oh. My God.
So you have been a Mountain Dew drinking fool.
I am. I don't want to say my one vice because I have many. But that'd be the hardest for me to give up.
Apparently rum and basil is one of them.
I want to complain about that a little bit, actually. So as we mentioned, the basil leaves in this drink are huge. I mean, they're like full-on leaves.
I think I know where this is going.
Which, when you're drinking from a straw, is bad. because then the leaves like will close over the straw, and you're just stuck, and it's no good. And I don't want any barriers between me and my rum, much like I don't want any barriers between me and my meat. Hence the no bones thing. So that's what I'm saying.
That's why you don't like mojitos.
No, I don't like mojitos because I don't like mint.
Oh, that's right.
The mint leaves.
You don't like things that taste good. That's the other thing.
No, that's not actually it. But I don't mind mojitos and things like if you ever had like one of them Bartles and James, like the bottled mojitos. Yeah, I'm still working on that.
I'm gonna get more water. I'll be right back.
All right, great. Thank you. Like those, I don't mind. But it's just that real, and yes, I've had a Bartles and James mojito. Ashley, again from another gaming show, she's a big fan of wine coolers, so she always has them at her house. So
because she's classy.
Because she's classy like that. like that, I don't mind. It's that really super bitter mint flavor that I'm not a big fan of.
Understandable.
So yeah, but yes, I'm a Mountain Dew drinker, and they're doing something they did last year. They bring it back. This is called the Dumocracy, which is they put out three experimental flavors, and you vote. Now, last year, they were all kind of around a central theme. It was adding ginseng to it.
Okay.
And then some sort of berry flavor to it.
Another margarita?
I'm good.
And then I'm good for right now, too. And last year, it was pretty much you had dark blue, light blue, and purple. And then there were just kind of various berries. There really wasn't a whole lot of difference.
Let me ask you something. Did they taste the flavor? Like, when you have red Kool-Aid, it tastes like red.
Tastes like red? No. I mean, to be honest, they were pretty much the same. There was very subtle differences between them, and it wasn't a big deal, any of them. You know, they weren't that big of a deal. This year, they went a little different, though. This year, they got three very different flavors.
Okay.
They've got, and I've already had two of them, which I'm a little proud of. Yeah. We actually figured out that it's supposed to come
like do.
They're supposed to be released on the day that we're recording this, but apparently, like, everyone broke street date and they had them over the weekend. So they have I suppose I should look up, make sure I get the right names here. They have the Distortion, which is a lime flavored Mountain Dew.
Isn't Mountain Dew already lime flavored?
No, it's dew flavored. There's no real identifiable fruit flavor in dew anymore.
I'm sorry. I am mistaken.
But this is a very strong lime taste to it.
Okay. Like you're talking like a Sprite type of?
No, like they just, if they took
a limeade.
Yeah, it's more like a limeade. Like if you made like powdered limeade with Mountain Dew instead of water.
Okay.
It's a very, very distinct lime. I've made Kool-Aid with Mountain Dew before.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. I'm telling you, my blood sugar is like in the five digits.
Why aren't you dead yet?
I don't know. God, I really don't.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You are a genetic freak.
I also drink grenadine from the bottle.
I don't doubt that for a second.
I haven't done it.
That's
done
your chaser for the tequila.
I haven't done it in a while, mostly because my girlfriend is very good at shaming me. But when she's out of town, that's one of the things I buy.
A bottle of grenadine?
I'll buy a bottle of the concentrated lime syrup.
As you a drink that?
I'll take a pull from it on occasion.
Ish. Dude. You are way more disgusting than I thought you were. Wow. I'm done, but wow.
I thought you knew this about
me. No.
Really? Anyway, I'll also get meatloaf when Heather's gone too, because she hates meatloaf.
Oh, that's...
Because she's a communist. And hates our American way of life.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Who's the Republican?
But this is the Distortion, which is the lime flavor. Not a big fan of that one. I think it's just the lime is just too strong. And normally I like lime. Like, I like lime in anything.
Lime Ricky.
That's really what it tastes like. It tastes like a not great, not well-made lime Ricky.
You're such a connoisseur.
I am a connoisseur. When it comes to sweet things, I'm the goddamn...
It's a bad year for the lime Ricky.
It was a bad year for the lime Rickies. I mean, it's fine, and if that's all they got, I wouldn't mind it. But that's one of those where, like, Mountain Dew, and this is where I'm going to really put on my connoisseur hat. Mountain Dew is one of those sodas where it absolutely has to be cold, like as cold as possible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Coke, any sort of cola, you can kind of get away with it being warm.
I have to drink Coke on ice.
What?
I have to have Coke on ice.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, it definitely changes the flavor to have it warm, but cola you can get away with it being a little warm. Mountain Dew, no.
Yeah.
It just turns more and more into urine as it gets warm. And Diet Mountain Dew starts at urine. So, like, warm Diet Mountain Dew, just pee in a bottle. It's the same. It's chemically the same thing.
You're gonna die.
It's just terrible. So, anyway. But the lime stuff absolutely has to be, like, as ice cold
bitterly
as possible.
Cold, yeah.
Just because it just gets worse and worse as it gets warmer. So there's that. They also had they have one called the Typhoon, which would actually match your drink.
Really?
It's a pinkish red, which is it's a strawberry pineapple flavor.
Ish.
Haven't had that one yet. I didn't pick it. I'm sure I will, because I like strawberry. I like pineapple.
Wouldn't that be just Code Red?
No, it's different than Code Red.
So you only did two.
Code Red's Code Red. I know, but I know the other third. I know
okay.
The third one.
Okay.
So there's only three. I only had to look up two of them, and
okay.
I can remember that far back. I haven't had that many margaritas yet. But no, Code Red's cherry, and that's a very strong, almost like a maraschino cherry flavor to it.
I wouldn't know. I've never had it.
You're not missing a whole lot.
Kind of what I figured.
It's certainly better than Livewire.
Is that the orange one?
That's the orange one, which tastes like melted orange Freezy Pops. Yeah, it's not terribly good. I'm a big fan of Gamer Fuel when it's available. Like if you can get the original Gamer Fuel back when it was Halo, that was kind of an orangish, kind of like a almost like a tangerine-y kind
okay.
of flavor to it. With notes of no
tangerine.
Shut up. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, if you can get the original Halo stuff, that's good. When they split it, when they did the Gamer Fuel, they did like the original Gamer Fuel, quote unquote original. When they did the World of Warcraft one last summer,
yeah.
The original, it's not the same. It's different. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And then the blue stuff, I think it was like Alliance Blue or something like that. That was okay. That was a lot like the ginseng ones that they had.
I don't know how to tell you this, but your nerd boner is showing right now.
I'm a bit of a Mountain Dew nerd. Shut up.
Oh my god.
Is this doing them?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Any dessert or anything?
I'm good.
I'm just picking up the fries right now, so. You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. Fries.
Yes, please.
But then the final one is the Whiteout. What is that?
Hot pepper.
It's a hot pepper that you just popped in your mouth.
Bad call, hot pepper.
Yeah, it was. Not one of your smartest beers.
I'm not a brave man.
No, you're not. But the third flavor is the Whiteout, which
is racist.
Is bright. It's bright white. And almost like a milky white, so it's almost like a... It reminds me a lot of lemon sour.
Okay.
And it has this very similar taste to it. It's a very bright citrus taste as opposed to the regular Mountain Dew, like a lemon sour.
Okay.
This it's much stronger lemony flavors in the Whiteout. Like I said, they're very peppery.
Yeah.
That's my favorite of the three total. I haven't had the strawberry pineapple one yet.
Okay.
But that's definitely my favorite, and that's definitely the one I hope wins. Because it's one of those things where, after a while, they have a website that you vote, and then whichever one gets voted the most, that's the one that they keep.
Kind of like American Idol.
Kinda. And they ended up keeping. I forget the which one won from last year.
I think it's the purple one.
I think so.
Seen that one.
Yeah. But I'm gonna try to get the Typhoon this week and give it a proper taste. But. I also, as long as we're talking about this, am a big fan of the throwback, the real sugar stuff.
I can't, it's nasty.
You've had the Dew?
I've had the Dew, and I've had the Heritage Dr. Pepper, and I've had the Throwback Pepsi.
The Heritage Dr. Pepper just tastes the same.
Right.
Dr. Pepper is like, yeah, you can't screw that flavor up.
Yeah.
Diet Dr. Pepper, regular Dr. Pepper, Throwback Dr. Pepper, it's all the same flavor.
And it isn't. I do find it remarkable that Diet Dr. Pepper actually does taste like regular Dr. Pepper.
It does. Yeah. If nothing else, it is that bang on. They got the flavor.
I mean, there's a definite difference between Diet Mountain Dew and regular Mountain Dew.
Oh yeah.
Definite difference between like Coke and Diet Coke.
Diet Coke tastes like cigarettes to me.
Diet Coke is awful. Diet Coke is really really awful. But there's no difference between Diet Dr. Pepper and regular Dr. Pepper.
There's absolutely none. Which, you know, to their credit.
It's amazing. But yeah, I can't do the... Oh my god, the throwback's looking nasty.
The throwback Pepsi's okay. But I'm much more a Pepsi guy in the Coke Pepsi contingent.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I like it, but again, it's one of those where with the throwback Dew, like what I was talking about before about how Mountain Dew has to be cold and just gets worse as it gets warmer. That is like that times 10. With the
it's
throwback
gotta
stuff, it's got to be ice cold, and it goes to hell very quickly.
It's one of those things you have to have in a can. You can't do it in a bottle.
I can do it in a bottle.
Well, you drink it faster than I do.
Yeah. I can also do like a half a bottle in one pull. So
that's the point.
I'm just gonna mainline right in the vein.
So I was at Cub yesterday, local supermarket, and I should have known better.
All stories should start like that, by the way.
I should have known better. So just stop. If they're giving something away for free, you shouldn't have it. But Sunkist apparently has a new flavor of their orange soda called Solar Fusion, which instead of just a regular orange flavor, like...
Which, again, is another one of those flavors that you can't screw up.
Right. It's
But it's also one of those where it's kind of like... I'm trying to think. There's a food that there is like this too, where the faker the better.
Okay.
Like I still say like the best orange soda, other than like if you go like the high end, like a Goose Island or something like that, or a Henry Weinhardt's orange cream or something like that.
Right.
Yes, I am a geek. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yes. Unless you go with like an orange cream or something like that. The best orange soda is like Shasta. Like the cheapest stuff you can find.
I love Crush.
Crush? Oh my god. I would punch an orphan for a Crush right now.
I'd slit your throat for that.
Oh. See, again, this is the difference in our personalities.
You want
to we'll both wish violence to get things, but I'll do it on strangers. You'll do it to me,
you
specifically.
Do that sugar, though.
That's fine. You gotta learn sometime. The world is a cruel place.
Agreed.
Especially when you get between me and Crush.
Anywho, I got to partake in the Sunkist Solar Fusion, which they were giving away 2 liters for free.
Wow.
As long as you just bring it up on the counter and then they scanned a coupon that they had up front. But they were only selling for $1 if you wanted to buy more than one per purchase. That should have been, you know, word of warning right there. You know, just no good can come of this. It is a mandarin orange flavor.
Ooh, see, that can be good. I've had mandarin orange soda before.
It's not good.
Really?
It's really, really bad. There's no carbonation in it.
See, orange soda has to have carbonation.
It's got
to
be high.
It's got to have that bite. That bite.
Like, it has to be like, I'm trying to think of something that is like it has to have like Sprite levels of carbonation.
Yeah, that just super, like almost, it's almost painful to drink.
Exactly.
You can't
like chug Sprite.
No. No, it's like chugging milk.
Right.
It just can't be done.
I can.
Well,
I'm a freaking agent.
You're a freaking agent. Don't be proud of this.
Yeah, I kiss my bicep.
Even though that has absolutely nothing to do with your ability to drink.
I'm a freaking agent.
Well, yes. Anyway. So you do not recommend the mandarin orange soda?
Oh.
See, I want to try this now because, like I said, I've had mandarin orange soda before, and it's very good, and it can be very good. What's really good, what's surprisingly good, and we've talked about this before, how Target has like some of the best store brands in the world.
Yeah.
That their Archer Farms and their Market Pantry stuff.
The Blood Orange.
The Blood Orange Italian soda is absolutely fantastic. And again, I'm going to sound like an alcoholic, excellent with rum.
A I bet it'd be even better with tequila.
I bet you it would. I've never tried it with tequila. But,
everything's better with tequila.
It's true. That is true.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like this one I really do worry about my alcohol.
Oh, you're going to die.
Probably.
Yeah.
Live fast, die young, and leave a good-looking corpse. I'm two out of three.
Yeah, exactly. To kind of close out this topic, I was at Supermarket a couple days ago and found Mellow Yellow, but they're... for those of you who are... Mellow Yellow is apparently fairly regional.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can't... It's even harder to find it around here these days. And I'll wait until this car passes.
Still doing okay?
Yeah, and I think I'm done here.
Any food or anything you'd like?
I think I'm done. Oh, the check would be great.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
They have these old throwback style, like 70s style wrappers on them. For
the Mellow Yellow? I've seen those.
And it kind of made me want to buy it. Really? I was like this close to like, I know the swill that's in there.
Yeah, Mellow Yellow's not good.
But I kind of wanted to buy it.
You know what I was ready to like knock someone over to find? And it is apparently impossible to find nowadays.
What?
Squirt.
Oh, you can get it.
Like, I had a major squirt craving not too long ago. Shush. I just wanted a bottle. Stop it. I just wanted a 2-liter bottle. All I could find was the 12 pack.
That's okay.
That's more storage. And I can't walk around in the apartment in my underwear holding a 12 pack of soda. It just looks weird.
Because you live with someone.
No, she's come to grips with my desire to be pretty much partially nude at all times.
Pantsless.
So yeah.
It's pantsless in the casa.
We haven't moved into the casa.
Sorry.
Quite yet. It's 2 weeks.
The condo de pantalones.
Yeah. The what?
The condo de pantalones.
Condo de pantalones. I like that. But no, I was so mad I couldn't find a 2-liter. I still whipped through that 12 pack in about 3 days. But
speaking of that same distributor, they're also the same people that make Big Red,
which you cannot get up here.
You can.
Where?
The Cub and Shackby has it.
Really?
Do you want me to get you a 12 pack?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I'm pretty sure they even have they have squirt too.
Oh no, I can get squirt. It's not in the 2-liter bottles around here.
I'm pretty sure I can get squirt in 2-liter
really?
Bottle for you. Your new best friend.
I haven't had Big Red in forever.
Speaking of Big Red, though, have you ever had Barks Red Cream?
I have. It is extremely good.
That is my Great White Buffalo.
But that is really hard to find. It's like, you can pretty much only get that in Texas.
Around here, yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But that is the Great White Buffalo.
Maybe we can get the Four Fergans to, because they've been very good about doing some soda.
But it's such a big distributor.
I suppose.
It's not craft.
I suppose.
Barks is distributed I think 7-Up.
Yeah, 7-Up does Barks, yeah. So, but if you do, that's a good segue as we wrap up. If you are a fan of craft soda like I am, probably the best place around here is the Four Fergans.
I agree. I picked up some Lemon Sour last week.
Oh, Lemon Sour.
From Spring Grove.
Yeah, Spring Grove is fantastic. Yeah. Like, I just discovered them not too long ago.
And I've been telling you about that for years.
I know, and I didn't believe you because I don't trust your judgment in anything.
And I am a brilliant man.
I would not go that far.
Say it.
I would not go that far. But yeah, that Spring Grove stuff is amazingly good.
Did you have the Lemon Sour?
I've had the Lemon Sour, yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome, thank you.
Blow your mind.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. Goose Island, I also like. Their Concord Grape is kind of terrible, but the rest of their stuff is good.
You're talking about Goose Island?
The Goose Island stuff, yeah. Yeah,
so I get to have anything that's bad for Spring Grove.
Yeah, we picked up a 4-pack of the Concord Grape when I was going down Gen Con last year, and it's the only soda that made it through the whole weekend. Like, no one finished the 4-pack. Yeah, it was not good. Grape soda, that's the other thing. Any fruit soda, you have to get as cheaply as possible.
Shasta.
Unless you get, like, the craft stuff, like a Goose Island or something.
Yeah.
Like that. It's just, it's gotta be almost like dime a tap.
Segwing back to Spring Grove for just a second.
Yes.
If you can find it, you can still find it. But they make the Spring Grove sodas in a twist-off metal top in a glass bottle, but they're bulbous bottles.
Oh,
like
okay.
Like a red stripe. you can find those, ooh, I'm willing to pay top dollar for those.
Yeah. As long as you're talking about things we would buy, if anyone's got a 12-pack of OK soda,
just laying around.
I'll wait until Nutless over there is done revving his penis. sorry. If anyone's got a 12-er of OK soda, which you can still find on eBay on occasion.
That can't be good anymore.
It's so right.
That can't be. That's,
you know what?
About as
I've got the time. When I get home, I'm going to look on eBay and see what it's going for. And I think I'm going to crack one of those open when we move in.
Ish. Ew.
Oh.
Ew. Ew.
I'm going to look when I get home. Wow. Okay.
Anyway.
Final verdict as we wrap up the show here.
This is one of the first places I got drunk before. Or drunk ever.
Legally. Because you were drunk many times before.
The nice thing about this place is they have a revolving menu, so something you try now might not be in the menu next time, but they're going to have something that's equally as good. Definitely try out the tableside guacamole
if
you come here for the first time. Other things that I would recommend are the grilled chicken and wild rice burrito. It comes with a mango habanero sauce. That's actually very, very good.
The whole menu is very Southwestern.
Extremely.
You know, it's very Bobby Flay.
Yeah. A lot of chipotle.
A lot of mango.
Habanero.
Jabanero.
But yes, the margaritas are fantastic.
Oh my God. If that black iguana I had is any indication, good God in heaven.
And if you have a party, come get the $50 margarita that you can share with 72 ounces.
Yeah, it's the Megarita.
72 ounces.
I see. I wonder if Applebee's would sue them.
I don't think they care.
Probably not.
They probably don't sell a whole lot of them here.
Probably not. But yeah, my burger was very good.
I'm going to wreck you on the way home.
I'm actually feeling okay right now, which is surprising given the chorizo and the pepper jack and the egg, which is normally like the gateway to poop town. It's just like no good. But I'm actually, yes. Yes, I said that. Oh, yeah, I suppose I should actually give you the card. As my partner here reviles.
I was going to say, am I okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you blushing?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not blushing.
It's just ashamed.
Yes, that's more of a shame. Yeah. Don't fart on the way home.
No, I'm
good. It's
going
to be a flap.
I'll be good.
We'll fart with the brides.
I still want to get that on a shirt, but... No, you'll just bitch me. Still don't have a well-fed jack shirt.
No, that's excusable.
If we do the flap shirt, nice. We'll talk about that on another show. Okay, actually, that reminds me of something, and then we'll go. Before we finish, though, I mean, Bar Abilene, I mean, exceeds all my expectations. Like, it was always a place that I was told that would be great. I never went here.
Yep.
And everything about it is top shelf. I mean, great drinks, very good food. Like, all of your tacos looked very good.
Yep. If you come here on an off night, it's fantastic. Don't come here on a Friday or Saturday.
No, it's, like I said, it's very hip, very trendy.
Yep.
And it's right in the heart of kind of the entertainment district of Lagoon. I mean, we've got Lagoon Theater like a half a block away. We've got the Uptown Theater just down the road. We've got the Food Mall, which we've talked about before.
Thank you.
It's got like the Independent and Stella's Fish Cafe and I was going to say Filio's, but it's not that anymore. It's El Galto. Gotcha. You know, there's a
Chino
lot of
Latino.
Chino Latinos around here. So it's a very hip area. So go on a Monday or a Tuesday earlier in the week. You get amazing deals. We had, you know, our total, like, we both had expensive drinks and a fair amount of food, and it's $43.
That's nothing.
Which is not bad.
I'm full.
I'm very full. Anyway, as long as we're talking about horribly gross things, friends of the show, who asked you? This is a fantastic show, and not just when I'm on it, but just in general.
Well, it's just extra gross.
They not only have they stolen our idea for the well-fed guy, they're doing their own food show.
You bastard.
Whose name escapes me right now. It's not very regular. But what they do with the, and I use doo-doo for a reason, they actually have a show. Apparently, one of the hosts, they did this more before I got into the show. But apparently one of the hosts is very graphic in terms of describing his various excretory adventures throughout.
Congratulations.
It used to be a regular.
Don't have any of us.
It used to be a regular show. Or okay. It used to be a regular feature on the show. And they're just like, you can't go into these long, detailed stories about.
Diatribe.
Yeah, about your poo that week. So they've actually spun it off into its own show. It's called The Bowel Movement. It's a bit of, and I hesitate to use this phrase given the context, but it's a bit of an acquired taste. But it's
It'd be great to put on my iPhone. That's gonna be the first thing I put on.
I don't know if it's on iTunes or not, but because
it's not, it's a shame.
They mix it in with the post for the regular show, the Monday morning show. So it's but it's pretty amusing. So there you go. If you wanted more detailed descriptions of a man in Vegas and his poo, that's the show to check out.
Once again, the Wealth and Tech Life is brought to you.
I hate to end it on that note, but
by Hopchart.com and the Forford and Specialty Beer Store. Feel free to check us out on Facebook. We like to update almost daily.
Yes.
Questions or comments can be sent to wealthed@fancypantsgangsters.com, and please write in our forums.
Yes, we like the forums. Now you actually posted something about the now world famous Market Barbecue show.
Right.
You posted something about the weird music,
which was an eclectic mix. But,
it was.
But check that out.
Check out the forums, and also you glossed over it, but make sure you're checking out the websites of our sponsors. Again, hopchart.com, that's fairly easy to remember.
Yep.
And the Four Firkins at thefourfirkins.com.
Indeed.
And he's doing all sorts of crazy stuff. If you follow him on Facebook, you can get like up to the minute things like, oh, we got this in. Here's this crazy ass German beer made by four monks in diapers or something like that. He's very specific as to what he gets. Apparently the diapers add something. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to ask him. He's the expert.
Who asked you?
No, not who asked you. That's different.
I know.
It's very confusing.
Anyway, everyone have a wonderful week. We'll speak to you soon.
Yes.
And
we'll talk a little bit about dining out. Oh, shit, what's it called? There's a big charity dining out event on the 29th of April.
Gastro Non Grata?
No, it's not a Gastro Non Grata. It's like a nationwide thing.
We'll cover that.
Yeah.
You didn't sign anything yet.
Oh, I didn't sign. I didn't. Miss? I didn't sign that. Because anyway. I'm, again, distracted. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
We need to finish the show.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.